This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama says full weight of NATO behind Ukraine and eastern Ukraine calm after ceasefire announcement. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama said Friday that the full weight of the 28-nation NATO alliance will back Ukraine as the country defends its borders against Russia and battles a separatist movement in the east. Speaking at the end of a NATO summit in Wales, the president said the group will provide non-lethal support and technical assistance to modernize the Ukrainian military.
Our alliance is fully united in support of Ukraine's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity, and its right to defend itself.
Earlier Friday, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen announced the security bloc would establish a rapid reaction force of several thousand ground troops with bases in several Eastern European member nations. A ceasefire between Ukraine forces and pro-Russian separatists appeared to be holding in Russian-speaking Eastern Ukraine, raising prospects for at least a temporary halt to 5 months of warfare. The ceasefire was approved Friday by envoys from the Kiev government, the separatist movement, Moscow, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The deal part of a Russian-authored peace proposal that envisions an exchange of prisoners and safety guarantees for refugees and aid workers. The World Health Organization says it will accelerate the deployment of experimental treatments of the Ebola virus as the death toll from the epidemic in West Africa jumps to more than 2,000. The WHO said Friday that survivors' blood can be used immediately to treat those infected with the disease. Reporting from Washington, this is VOA News. The Pentagon has confirmed that U.S. airstrikes in Somalia earlier this week killed the leader of the Al-Shabaab terror group. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
It's taken 4 days, but the Pentagon is now certain that Al-Shabaab leader Ahmed Ghadane is dead. Ghadane was killed after U.S. forces rained Hellfire missiles and laser-guided munitions onto an Al-Shabaab encampment and a vehicle. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says the confirmation is a major blow to the terror group.
We think this will degrade their morale and hopefully it will also cause some internal strife as they try to determine who their next leader will be.
Warren says the strike killed several other Al-Shabaab personnel in addition to Ghadane. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
A plane carrying 100 Americans from Afghanistan to Dubai has resumed its original journey after an unexpected landing in Iran. The charter flight from Bagram Airfield touched down in the southern port city of Bandar Abbas on Friday following what a senior U.S. diplomatic official called a bureaucratic issue. An hours-long delay in leaving Afghanistan prompted Iranian aviation officials to question the aircraft's flight plan. Unable to return to Bagram because of fuel levels, the pilot landed in Iran until the issue was resolved. Washington and Tehran have no functioning diplomatic relationship. The United States cut ties with Iran in 1980 and have spearheaded economic sanctions against the country in an attempt to dismantle its nuclear program. A new report by the United Nations Nuclear Agency says little progress has been made in investigating suspicions that Iran has worked to build atomic weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency report Friday revealed that Iran has dismissed the allegations about its nuclear program and failed to provide information the IAEA has requested. The confidential report obtained by media outlets also noted continuing construction work at Iran's Parchin military base, where Western officials believe Iran may have conducted explosive tests. Iran has long denied U.S. inspectors access to the base. World-renowned American basketball player Shaquille O'Neal aspires to join the police force as a reserve officer in southern U.S. state of Florida, Doral, Florida, some 20 kilometers from downtown Miami. A spokeswoman with the city told France's AFP news agency that the retired NBA player submitted his application this week. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. On this edition of the program, we'll return to the Newport Jazz Festival, to the 60th edition of this wonderful grandfather of all jazz festivals, and talk to four of the middle generation artists that we had a chance to speak to there. Now, when I say middle generation of jazz artists, they're really a new generation. There are some very young players out there from their teens and early 20s, and then in the middle ground between the veteran players, many of whom we're finding that are passing away, like Horace Silver and Idris Muhammad, who died just recently, and others in the last few months even. That older generation fading away a bit, though their music lives on forever. And the next generation that's coming to take their place are some of the artists I had a chance to speak to at the Newport Jazz Festival. We'll talk to Ada Rovati and Vijay Iyer, Rudresh Mahanthappa, and Hammond B3 organ master and trumpeter Joey DeFrancesco. That's coming up on this edition of Jazz America. But first, let's enjoy some of the latest work from the legendary Chick Corea. His new release, Just Out, features an awesome trio of Christian McBride on bass and Brian Blade on drums. They toured all over the world earlier in the last couple of years, as a matter of fact, and put together a three-disc release simply titled Trilogy, Chick Corea Trio. Recorded in Cartagena in Spain in December of 2012, here's their version of Joe Henderson's classic Recordame here on VOA's Jazz America.
you speak love. Our summer day withers away too soon. Speak love. Speak love. Our moments are swift, like ships adrift. We sail apart too soon. Speak low when you speak love. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon I feel that wherever I go, that tomorrow is here, tomorrow is near, and always too soon. Time is so old and love so brief. Love is pure gold and time a thief. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends too soon. I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me? Speak love to me. And soon.
That's the distinctive voice of one of the great American singers of all time, Tony Bennett, with the Ralph Sharon Trio, longtime associates of his, and his version of the classic song Speak Low, recorded in 1964. All these decades later, jazz just keeps on evolving, and the way that it evolves is through new artists coming up with new ideas. And that's a little bit of what we're going to be investigating on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, your host, and as I've mentioned earlier in previous shows recently, I attended the 60th anniversary of the grandfather of all jazz festivals, the Newport Jazz Festival, in the beautiful seaside city of Newport, Rhode Island, where it's been for all these decades. I had a chance to sit down with the wonderful saxophonist, composer, and band leader, and the wife of Randy Brecker, the great trumpeter, Ada Rovati, who was born in Italy but has now made the United States of America her home for some time. And sitting in her lap was her beautiful little daughter, Stella, as we had this conversation about her latest release, Disguise.
So Disguise, all those little face that everybody has to wear. Stella's friends. I'm Stella's mom. So that's one mask I'm wearing, or like one little suit I wear. Then, I'm going on stage, I'm somebody else. Then with my parents, I'm their daughter. And then I'm a wifey. And then I like to paint. I like to photography, cook. So I like to have different shoes to wear, and I think all of them kind of reflect into my music, because you cannot really pin down what it is. There is some jazz straight ahead, funk, rock, ethnic, some classical. So that's the way I am.
Yes, we're all ever changing, are we not? Well, I'm wearing the disguise of someone who admires you very much and all the work you've done as mother, as fabulous saxophone player with your own unique spirit coming out of your horn, and that's not easy. It can either appear to be easy to achieve because it's automatic for you and people like you, or you work at it very hard, whatever the case may be. Mission accomplished. And thank you so much for spending some time, and congratulations on Disguise.
Thank you very much to everyone who's been listening to, and thank you for, for playing so many times. My recording is highly, highly appreciated.
Oh, my pleasure.
And from Ada Rovati, new release Disguise, here's the song DBA on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Hi, this is Russell Malone, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
That was the spirited guitar work of the man they call the Sweet Georgia Peach. From the southern state of Georgia comes guitarist Russell Malone from his album Playground. Hope you enjoyed the song entitled Sugar Buzz. He's from that middle generation of great jazz musicians these days, and I've got more from the artists that I talked to at the Newport Jazz Festival that also come from that generation. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently. It reads as follows. Hi, Mr. Davis. It's my pleasure to write you my first email. I appreciate your passion towards jazz. I must say you are a very good advocate in this regard. So please keep it up. Mr. Davis, I'm sure you wouldn't mind if I ask you to send me that list that you sent to another listener earlier, the list of popular jazz artists of all times and some of their works. With regards, Johannes Ming from Ethiopia. Johannes, thank you so much. And yes, I did send along that 100 plus years of jazz history document that I created, just a simple list of some of the greatest artists of the past and the phases in jazz history in its 100 plus years. And Johannes, I'll play this song for you in honor of your request and in honor of all of those who'd like to look back a little bit in the earlier days of jazz history. In the 1930s, Count Basie, the great pianist, composer, and band leader, led his orchestra on many a wonderful foray into the blending of blues and jazz with a big band sound. And here's a perfect taste of exactly what I'm talking about. From 1939, here's Count Basie and his composition, Swingin' the Blues, recorded live here on VOA's Jazz America.
always hoped that you'd remember. We're never really learned the meaning of it all. What we have is strong and tender. So hold on.
Generation of jazz musicians, that is young saxophonist Grace Kelly from her newest release, Working for the Dreamers, and her version of a song made famous by the pop artist Sade back in the 1980s, Nothing Can Come Between Us. Now, Grace Kelly, as I said, one of the younger generation of jazz musicians, was brought on stage as a guest saxophonist with another legendary saxophonist, Lee Konitz, at the Newport Jazz Festival. So talk about meeting of the musical generations. There it was for everyone to enjoy, and she certainly held her own next to that great master. As we look at that middle generation of jazz musicians these days that I had a chance to speak to at Newport, let's turn now to the wonderful pianist V.J. Iyer. Have some conversation with him and hear some of his latest work here on VOA's Jazz America. The 60th Newport Jazz Festival, having warmed up the piano for George Wein, who's about to take it, and that's the nature of festivals, isn't it? What a great set you just performed, my friend. How did it feel?
Oh, it felt really nice. A great audience, and the musicians were in top form. and they pulled me along with them. So it was a really, really exciting feeling, really exciting.
You've got some complicated charts that ask people to do some serious improvising while they stay within the structure of the music. It's most interesting work that we heard here today.
Well, it's something that was built around these folks in particular. They all have that strength, you know, they all have that quality of really being in the moment with sound and with rhythm, but also can really deal with some precision and detail. And, you know, there's a real family feeling to it, too.
Yeah, so. I can feel it. A lot of folks like me like to categorize music, and a lot of what I've heard your music described as is under the umbrella of chamber jazz or new free jazz or modern creative. Do you accept any of those, or is it just simply VJI or music we hear when you perform?
I don't think any artist wants to be labeled.
Indeed.
You know, those labels are convenient for targeting consumers, maybe, but they aren't useful for people who are in the process of making things. So, and I don't think of music as just for consumers. I think of it as a collective feeling we had. You know, I care a lot about the audience. I listen to them, and I find that they can actually accept a lot of things that you might think in terms of classifications are hard to take. But when you lead them gently and generously to an experience that they might not have expected, then they can usually meet you there, you know. And it's it's not useful for me to think about genre or labels or categories. It's more useful to think about creativity and being in the moment and connecting with people.
Thank you.
The 7th of September, Sonny Rollins, the master saxophonist, turns 84 years old. Happy birthday to the saxophone colossus, and that is the name of the album we just heard from, with Tommy Flanagan on piano and Max Roach on the drums, on Sonny Rollins' classic song, St. Thomas. Here's another birthday boy. Master of the Vibes, born on the 10th of September, which, by the way, just happens to be my birthday. So I'll wish Roy Ayers a very happy birthday and wish one to myself at the same time. Here's Roy Ayers from his 1971 release, Ubiquity, and a song entitled, Can You Dig It? On Jazz America, from the VOA Music Mix Network. happy 74th birthday to the great vibes master Roy Ayers. Russ Davis here. We'll talk to more of that middle generation of jazz artists we spoke to at Newport next hour on Jazz America.